Sure.
I just want to finish up what we were discussing yesterday. We raised the question that the Rambam has an unusual shita in that he holds you get malchus for eating bas v'chol, you get malchus for cooking bas v'chol, you don't get malchus for valid isa hanog bas v'chol. We wondered why it should be different. Offhand, either you should say like the Ramban, you get malchus for everything, or you should say like the Gonim, you get malchus for one of them, whichever one it'll be. But it's hard to say two out of the three. So we have different approaches. The Magid Mishnah in Perkes of Hilchos Machalos Zohar Halachta Zayin posited the Chiddush, a little bit of a Chiddush, that if you go ahead and you get Hanoh from food, Kol Machal, we're talking about food, so normal Hanoh from food is eating. So if you do something with food other than eating it, so that's Shalok Kedera Hanosan. So that's why there's no Malkus, because you don't get, they base on the Gorm, okay, that they only get Malkus if you do it Derech Hanosan. And that by definition is called not Derech Hanosan, because the normal Derech Hanosan food is to eat it. So if you use the food, you know, as I said, use the fruit to burn, for firewood or something like that, or for some other purpose, that's not its normal use, so you don't get malchus. We had a couple of kashas in the Magid Mishnah, which we dealt with, but that's what the Magid Mishnah sheet did. The Mishnah HaMelech has a different Yisod and Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. The Mishnah HaMelech said that it's basically, whenever something which is not Mefurish Bekra, there's no malchus. The problem was, Achila is also not Mefurish Bekra. So here we suggested the possibility that in a certain sense, Achila is Mefurish Bekra, because of the way the Rambam presents the Mokar for the Isser of eating Basar Cholov, doesn't give any of the Makaris that the Gemara gives. It's in the Mishnah Torah, right? He gives us Medrash, a source in the Medrash, the Rambam gives a source that, well, it says Achila, and certainly it includes, it means even Bishul's, Bishul, it says Bishul means even Bishul, but it's certainly Achila. So it's so much part of that pasuk, so to speak, that it's included and it's considered like it's Mefurish Bekra, Masheino Kain, this or no, yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam say in Sefer Mitzvos that the reason why the term Bishul is used is in order to compare the Isra Achila to the Isra Bishul?
Okay, but you have to take it a step further to satisfy the Mishnah HaMelech's Mefurish Bekra thing.
Right, but it sounds a lot from that Rambam that it's not that it's Mefurish Bekra, because it sounds like, if not for the fact that you use the term,
I hear.
Bishul, I would assume that.
Right, okay, maybe. I hear that. Again, the Sefer Mitzvah also quotes the Gemara's Mokar, right? It doesn't quote this, but it's a horror. I understand. Which is just a possibility to suggest. But anyway, that's the Mishnah HaMelech. Then we had the Sefer HaChinuch, who says also a Chiddush. He says that since the Isra HaNoch can be, I hear what you're saying. I'm not dismissing it. I just thought this worked out well with why the Rambam didn't go with what the Gemara said as the Mokim or the Medrash L'shitoso, because holding the Isra HaNoch. That's a possibility. I can't take anything by the Mishnah HaMelech himself. If you read the Mishnah HaMelech, he says Tzarech Li'iyun, Tzarech Etli Tamar, and he reads that's a problem. I'm just giving a possible approach. Okay, if the Mishnah HaMelech says it's a problem, then it's far be it for me, but the Kachi Darka Shotar, right? You can give an answer. There's some story once that, probably not a true story, but that somebody came to, I think, the old Satmar Rebbe, and he had a sefer, he was going to answer all the Tzarechians in the Rekivi Eges Gilyon HaShas. Rekivi Eges, a lot of times on the side of the page, raise it by leads with Tzarechians. So he has a teretz, he gives a teretz to every Kasher Rekivi Eges that leads with Tzarechians, and he said, except for three. Three couldn't figure out any answer. He had to lead with Tzarechians. So the Satmar Rebbe wrote back, he goes, Shekarach, I read your sefer, it seems that you were able, Bizoche, to understand three of the Rekivi Eges Kashers. You don't understand the kasha, right? The kasha, good. Anyway, the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch we mentioned was that it's a lav shein b'maisa. Well, there's no maisa, not automatically, but Isra HaNoah can be violated without a maisa, just smelling something. That's an Isra HaNoah. So the Sefer HaChinuch posits that whenever something can be violated without doing a maisa, so there's no malchus on that, even if this particular time you do it with a maisa, right? So that's what he says. It's a chol shame of mice, ain't looking to love. And now, there are ways to violate this. I know, with yes doing a mice, namely if you sell it, you give it to the president, you did something, but since it can be violated, so it's already labeled or classified as a love shame of mice, there's no malchus. We pointed out that doesn't exactly work according to the Rambam, because the Rambam by Rabbi Motze, which would also can be violated with no mice. I have bread, I just leave it in my house. I don't sell it to the goy. I don't dispose of it with beer comments. I just leave it there. So now I'm in violation of my Rabbi Matan Pesach. There was no maisa. It also can be violated with a maisa. I go ahead to the store and buy a loaf of bread. I can bake a cake, a non-Pesach cake. So according to the approach of the Sefer Chinuch, there wouldn't be Malkus. The Rambam says you do get Malkus. Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah. So that approach won't work according to the Rambam. So I just want to show you a couple other. The Aruch HaShulchan 38 is an interesting thing. It really fits in what we were saying. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Pei Hei, in Sif Lamed Zayin, Sif 30, source 38 says, Adayin Ein Adorim move on him. Okay, it's a little difficult. Lama li yulak el Hanoi, Kasha. According to Rambam, why shouldn't he get? He doesn't like the answer. And he writes, as we saw, Ubemis Haramban Zal Kosm before Shalokan Hanos Posmachalok. He refers to that Ramban that I showed you in Shor Sheni. Ramban said, Taki do get Malkus. Okay. By the way, the other thing we mentioned was that even that some say even the Rambam holds, that was the Prichodesh, I forgot to mention, right? I mentioned yesterday. Prichodesh says that in a Hanami, one approach to the Prichodesh is that the Rambam says you do get it. He just relied on what he wrote elsewhere, didn't write it over here. Okay? So the Sefer Chinuch, the Aruch HaShulchan is not so comfortable, okay? And he says indeed there are some Rishonim says you get Malkus for all the Surah and so on, okay? But, and then he says, V'yesh Shekosu, go over the next page, Shetamo, right? That's the Mishnah Melech. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Mishnah Melech. Since it could be violated without a Maisa, therefore there's no Malkus or Issa Ano. Okay? And then he had the other approach of Prichodesh. Since it was learned indirectly out of a Kavachoma, another reason why there's no, it's not Mufurish Bakra and so on. But then he says, I have a different approach at the end. The Lian Nira, the three lines at the bottom. The time of Kena Mishum, the Vadai Iker Kro Becholi Surah Hano Hula Achila, Vano Hurak Kechelek Mechelke HaMitzvah. Goes back maybe to the Uklus and so on, that the Iker, like we said, the Iker Isser, the primary Isser of Bas Becholim is eating it. Yes, it's also Usser to use it for firewood, okay, and to use it for to smell it, or to sell it to a goy, or to give it away as a present, or to feed it to your pet. That's true. But the Iker Isser, Basar Cholam, you stop the average person. The Iker Isser, not to eat it. That's the primary Isser. And everything else is sort of an extension. He calls it Chelek Michalke HaMitzvah. Okay? Because after all, Kem Vachila Yeshkam Hano, okay? Im Kein Hano, Haverak Chelek Mena, Vein Lokin, Rakal Iker HaMitzvah Lo Chelek Mena. Hano is an aspect of Achila, so to speak. It's one of the things you get out of eating, is indirect, it's also Hano. It gives you nutrition, it gives you flavor, whatever. But Achila is a separate. Achila is not usher because of Hana, right? Achila is not usher because of Hana. It's an interesting point to it, because some Isure Hana start out as Isure Hana, so to speak, and Achila comes in. For example, a Hektish, right? Hektish is usher by Hana, and they're not allowed to eat it, right? Or what's another example? I don't know, Tikrovas of Azara, right? Starts out as. But some Yisur HaNor really started as Yisur Achila. Okay, Bas V'Cholov starts as an Yisur Achila, it's primarily an Yisur Achila, and Yisur HaNor is nowhere from there, so to speak, right? Achila has a HaNor aspect to it, but it's not also because there's such a thing called an Yisur HaNor. You hear what I'm saying? The Rosh Hashanah doesn't say this before. You hear by Hektish, okay, by Tikovas HaNor Zora. So the status of that it's also HaNor, right? Those things are also HaNor. But maybe they also can't eat it. But that's not what Bas V'Cholov doesn't start with it. Also, Hano, so Melee can't eat it. There's an Isser of eating it, in effect, independently of the Hano. You follow? And anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan, you saw your answer. I'm sorry, yeah. Okay. So you follow what I'm saying? You see the different types of Isser of Hano, yeah.
Why, anyways, is there this is a kind of a side question, but it's related to your question.
Yeah.
Why is there a separate Isser Achil and an Isser Hano if they're.
Right, because again, since there's such a concept, there is a type of Hano that's separate from Achila. Because
why don't we just have an Isser Hana and that includes Achila?
Right, but that's my point, because Achila is different. In other words, there are Isser Achila, for example, which is not Isser Hana, right? Like we saw, right? The Vela. There's no Isser Hana. It's not needed, but you're not allowed. So why just call it an Isser
Hana? So that
so you're saying Hana should. The other way, you're saying the other way, right?
Isser Achila, so it's.
Right, so just say Isser Hana, but that's the point. That's exactly, I think, what Rosh Hashanah was getting at. He's saying that the Isser Achila Basuchal is not because it is Isser Hana. It's a separate entity. It's usher to eat it. Not just because, like again, by Hektish, Janali Hektish, Janali Takavas HaDazar, because of Isser HaNor. But by Bas V'Cholov, it's not like that. That's what he's saying. But maybe it's a Yai Nesek, or maybe Kila Kerem. Okay, Yai Nesek, leave out. But the Kila Kerem, let's say, is a separate Isser, Achila, which is separate from the HaNor. And that's really the Iker.
So does that mean when you eat Bas V'Cholov, you're over to Isser?
That's an interesting question. Probably not, because Isser Achila wins out. It overpowers it. But that's an interesting question.
So then why not you just have the one?
I understand.
Why do we need to make this the same?
Right. So you're right. Okay. In principle, you're right. But what he's saying is that the hanah is chelek michalkei mitzvos. It ain't lokin ala chelek. You could disagree. Take a look at the and especially if we learn, like I said before, the Mishnah HaMelech that the Rambam that the Isra Achila is as the Rambam said. Bishul's Osir, based on that Mechilta B'Shem Rechor, right? And the Rambam says, Bishul's Osir, well, certainly Achila. He didn't say, well, certainly Hanoah. Doesn't flow. So, you see, Achila's different. That's what I'm saying. If Bishul's Osir, then Achila's for sure Osir, because the main purpose of Bishul is usually for Achila, which is the topic we'll talk about B'Shem next week. Maybe it'll become clear. Okay? But anyway, you hear the Aruch HaShulchan, you only get Malkus, so the Iker is, if some says, if some so far, and Asugim Psochim, and Chizkin Arabov, that same sugi in Psachim, I printed in source 39. Some sofer says in Psachim Chaf Alaf Mebeis, okay. Diber Matzah Omer Chizkia, okay. Chmnayin Lachomet Pesach Zonor says, with time when they're leaving Mishum Dehu Shulah Shubecholos Kol Achila VeAl Hanoa, and he says VeLokin Al Achila Dechsiva Behedya VeLo Al Hanoa DeAsim Mechlol Kol Lav Shubecholos. And he's talking about Chometz where there is a specific language of Achila, but what he's saying is. The achila is the principal iser, okay, and the hanoah is just included. It's an extension, so to speak. In other words, basically, what you'll need is, in other words, the primary iser is achila. That's I think some sofer saying similar to the Aruch HaShulchan in that regard. Okay, the primary iser is achila. Now, that brings in Hanoah too, but not from Malkus. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. The Achila includes Hanoah. Hanoah is a subform of Achila, but it's not enough to warrant Malkus. That's how he's explaining the Rambam. Achila is the principal Isser. Yes, with it is Hanoah. It's related. It's not, you know, completely separate, but it's not strong enough to bring it into to Malkus. Aye, so why Bishul? Why would you get Malkus in for Bishul? Because Bishul also, again, especially in the Rambam's formulation, Bishul also really is, in a certain sense, secondary to Achila. So what would the answer be?
It's
yeah, yeah, that's language of the Pasuk. But I can't change what it says in the Pasuk. You have to say. So what will come out, really, and it's for Malkus, you need, you get Malkus for the principal Isser and whatever's in the Pasuk. Most of the time, that's the same thing. Okay, the principal Isser is written in the Torah. Okay? Here it's different. I'm going to show you other examples from the Rambam. You know what I'm saying? So it's Bishul. You have the primary Isser and what it says in the Torah. Look in the Rambam also in the same Hilchos Machos. So it's Parak Beis Alach Yud Beis. Okay, there's a din 40. Ha'ochel Kazayis Misheretz Hamayim Lokim in the Torah. You eat certain shrutzim, right? Shenemar Al Teshaktzu Es Nafsho Seichem Kol Hasheretz Hashoreis O Sitam Bohem. Right, Hare Kol Al Belav Zeh Sheretz Aretz or Sheretz Aov. All these creepy, crawling creatures, you know, rodents, amphibians. I don't know exactly what the scientific classification of all of them would be. Okay, but these types of things, you know, that you're not allowed to eat. Right, all these Sheretz Aov and the flying ones and swimming ones and the water and the land. All these are not allowed because these are Al Teshak Tzuas Nafshes. It's disgusting. Okay, Eila Brias Tanakma Toloim, Baluka Shabamayim, Babriasak Dosha, Shahim Chayos Hayam, these type of creatures. Okay. Klovo Shodover, Kol Shana Matsuza Dogm, Shlo Dog, Tamalo Dog Tark, Kalabamayim, a dolphin, a tsardeya, okay, so these are all awesome. Okay, that's called Bal Kashaktu. Okay? Now, and Lechora, if you eat any of these things, you violate, you get Malkus. It's a Bal Kashaktu. You know, you ever been, I remember when the first time I saw it, I probably had it in New York, I was once in San Francisco, vacation in San Francisco, I have a place called Fisherman's Wharf, one of the main attractions, you know, by the water, very beautiful walk around there, you can see Alcatraz on the other side of the water. Anyway, they have, it's Fisherman's Wharf, they have all this seafood, and they just, my stomach turned looking at it. I mean, it's not just crabs, and you know, octopuses and various other, I don't know, you ever see it, it's like, you know, this, all right? Am I right? I have all these things. I can't even find them. Call a couple of people like them because they're there. We can't eat them. They're not a kosher. But it seems to me, I'll just shock. It's just so, I don't know. Somehow I just can't, you know, I'm not I eat meat. Okay, I'm not a vegetarian. I happen not to eat fish because I'm allergic to fish, but I like fish, but I used to get sick of eating. But Lemaitre, I'm not, you know, But somehow you see these things, you just can't imagine, especially sometimes they seem to eat them live or just freshly dead. I don't know. Not my thing. That's al teshaktus nafshus. Is that you get malchus? Now, if you look later in Lichus Machosos, so it's printed in Perk Yud Zayin, Alach Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, other examples of al teshaktus nafshus eichem. For example, okay, Alach Lamed of Perk Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes 41, you're not allowed to eat with dirty hands, with dirty dishes. That's engaging in something which is disgusting or revolting. But there's no malchus, right? Even though it's under Baal Teshaktu. Or halacha lamed aleph. A person should not, if he can help it, hold off. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to relieve yourself. Whether to come down or come, you should do it right away. Okay, you shouldn't. Again, sometimes there's nothing available to where to go. But again, you shouldn't intentionally. We know about davening, right? Not just daven. You have to go to the bathroom and so on. It's considered toeva, right? But even if not davening, right? And aside from that, he says, yes, because Harezeh Bechal Meshak Etz Nafsho, yes, Al Chaloyim Roim, Shehov Alas Mitzchah Benafsho. It's not from the fact that it's physically unhealthy to hold it back, hold it in that long. Physically unhealthy. Besides that, you violate Baal Teshaktu also. Okay? Get yourself on a cycle and so on. Again, the Rambam didn't have bathrooms like we have, you know, indoor plumbing. But whatever, you get the idea. You're not supposed to just hold. That's also about the shock. You just hold it back. And the Rambam writes, Halacha Lamed Beis, B'chol Anizim Edvarim Eilu Mevi Kedusha V'Tari Yisera L'Nafsho. U'Mirak Nafsho L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenem Aris Kadishim Is Kedoshim Kadosh Ani, and so on. That's how he ends Halachos Machalos Asuris. Now, you're not going to get Malkus for holding back if you have to go to the bathroom. Okay? Even though the Rambam just said it's underbalted. Why? Because that's not the Iker Isser. And it's also not written in the Pasuk. So what we're saying is, in order to get, and I think what the Aruch HaShulchan is driving at, in order to get Malkus, it has to be the Iker Isser. Right? And with food, the Iker Isser, Basu Cholov, the Iker Isser is Achila. And not on us, there's no Malkus. Why Bishop is Bishop before it's in the Pasuk. You follow? So that's what I wanted to say, just to finish that up.
Is this really different from what the Maggid Mishnah said?
The only difference is that he seems to stress the Shaloka Darko. You know what I'm saying? That he stressed that it's different because it's not considered the normal manner. I think it's a little different.
But he calls it like a Chatzi Shir.
Right, but the Chatzi Shir makes it more sound like this, yeah.
Right.
That it's an extension. But the emphasis there seems to be on Shaloka Darko. You know, that's his emphasis. But it's not. Yeah, I hear. Okay, if you look at the truth is I should have begun on Av Gimel with 42 instead of 44, if you want to make it, it doesn't matter, but it's related to both. But let's move on to something else on this issue of Shaloka Derech Hanoah. I have a little background here of things that Allah HaLamaisa will come across as we go on during the year. That Gemara in Pesachim, Chof Hamad Aleph, 42 says, Rabbaye, Lahochilo Kosav Achil B'gufa, Lomar Shaloka Rav Afilu Shaloka Derech Hanoah. Sorry, we saw that already. We had that Gemara reference about it. The reason why the Torah did not use a specific language of Achila in prohibiting Basar Chalav is because it would be subject to the rules of Isur Achila. And one of the rules of Isur Achila is it has to be normal manner. So by not formulating it as an Isur Achila, it left it open that even Shaloka Derech Hanoah is also as well by Basar Chalav, right?
Right? I can answer the question I was asking before about why do you need a second one for
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, good. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the Rambam writes, good. So the Rambam writes, Perek Yudal Halacha Yod Vilchos Machalos Asuras, 43. The Rambam writes, Kol HaOchlin HaAsurin and Ochayav Aleim Achayochal Osan Derech Hanoah. As a general rule, all forbidden foods, you're only Chayav if you consume them Derech Hanoah, the normal manner. Chutz Mibasa Machalov, except for Basa, also Kileh Kerem is different. Okay, why? Because the Lashon Achila is not found there. Right, so Rambam says before, she alluded to it in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but here in the Arach HaZokah, in Perek Yud Dal Halacha Yud, of Hilchos Machalos, it says Mefurish. Right? It says Mefurish that ordinarily, when an Isser is an Isser Achila, you only violate this Achila if it's done Derech Hanoah, so in the normal fashion. Basar Chalav is an exception, and Kileh Kerem is an exception. Basar Chalav is an exception, it never says the language of not eating, but Kileh Kerem also, it doesn't say, it has a language let's say Pentikta Shamalai, it also doesn't like, have a language of Achila. Shalom Achila, Elahotzi Isra Achilasun, Beloshan Acheris, Beloshan Bishul, Beloshan Hektesh, Pentikta, Lesser Osan Afilu Shalokidarachano. Okay, good. We had this already, but now you see it inside, right? That's the sheet of the Rambam, why there's no Isser, why this is not formatted Isser Achila, because it wants to tell you it's not subject to the regular rules of Isser Achila, where your only violation if you do it in the normal fashion. Not so by Bosu Mechal. And he gives an example, Halach Yiral, Ketzer. Hare Shehimche es Achela. You took Achela, fat from, you know, the forbidden fats, from meat. Okay, we know that even if you have a kosher animal, and even if you shecht it, and you know, proper shechit, and everything's good, and everything, but certain fats, certain you're not allowed to eat, right? Certain fats in the alley, that's called chaylev. So normally eat fat together with the meat. But let's say himcha. Himcha means he melted it down, he liquefied it, right? And he drank it instead, which is not the normal way of eating chaylev. Okay, but gmao kushukham, he swallowed it when it was hot. But it was so hot, ad shenichva gronam, he burnt his mouth, burnt his neck. Throat. He piped, he took this chaylev and melted it, I liquefied it, made it piping hot. I have to wonder why he would do that, but that's what he did. Okay, and he drank it down, he gulped it down like that. That's that, right? That's cool. If he did that, oh, sha'achal chaylev cha, he ate it raw. Raw. Okay? Oh, something else. She'ire dvarim morim, he took bitter herbs, okay, bitter things, gon roshalana, that's a bitter plants. You mix that into the ingredients in a pot of in a bottle of yayin nesach or in a pot of nevela meat. It, but ochlon kashen marin, you ate it. It's bitter. It tasted horrible because these bitter ingredients that were cooked in it. Oh, she'ochel ochel ha'aser achar she'sriach ve'hivish. He ate food which is aser, but he ate it after it had already spoiled. It had rotted already. It was rancid, you know, it was already rotten. You left the meat out for a few days, and now you ate it. We left the, whatever it is, cheese, left it out for a few, forbidden cheese, that left out and it became rancid, became sour, okay? Ubato mochal adam, to the point that a normal person would eat. Hare ze potter. In these cases, you're potter. You're not talking about basu chal, right? In these cases, potter. Because that's not kedar hachila. So,
yeah. But then what about like the
kosher
ofal
chay?
Like why is that not
the gear of chay? No, the animal's dead. The chay means raw, uncooked. No, it doesn't mean living.
Isn't there also? I'm saying I thought there was.
It's a different thing, right? But okay. Here it means raw. Chay means raw here, uncooked. Doesn't mean the animal's still alive. Okay. Anyway, but the Rambam says the end. The irev davar marbet tok der shel basar b'chalav, but if you mix some bitter ingredients into a pot of basu v'chalav, or b'yayin kila kerem, then achol in eid chayav. That's it, because basu v'chalav is different. There's no exclusion of shalom. You don't need kederach achilah, so you don't need the normal fashion. Okay, those are Rambam's examples. Good? Okay. So based on this, now let's look at 44. Rabbi Yonasan Eberschutz in the place, in Sen Pei Zayin, Sekon Tezvav, comes up with a big chiddush, which is a big chumra alachol ha'maisi. Very quickly, Rabbi Yonasan Eberschutz, one of the Gedolei Torah of the late 1600s, early 1700s. Okay, he was the Gedol HaDor. He had the biggest yeshiva and so on and so forth. So you may remember, there was a certain scandal involving him and his contemporary, Yaakov Emden. But Rabbi Yonasan Eberschutz, undisputed, was in terms of being a Talmid Chacham, the greatest Talmid Chacham of his time, you know, certainly among them. And the big Rosh Yeshiva, he wrote, in the yeshivas, a lot of times they refer to him as a Tumim, because he wrote a work on the Choshen Mishpat called Urim Tumim. And on Yoredei, he wrote Crazy Place. Okay, so the Crazy Place is a twin column commentary. It's in the back of the regular, every edition is different nowadays, but a lot of times it's printed in the back of the Yoredei. Crazy Place is sort of like the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. The shorter comments and the longer analysis. That's how he sets it up. So here, in Simon Pei Zayin, our Simon, in Sukkot and Tezvav, he writes as follows. By basar b'chalav, even if you put in something which is pogim means it's detrimental to the flavor. It tastes awful. So it makes it taste horrible, and you eat it, it's still osir. Okay, why? The chayev aleil shalom kederach hanasan, because basar b'chalav is different. Okay, Vos v'cholov is different. On this basis, the crazy place, but let's say Abishas comes with tremendous chiddush. Before I explain the chiddush, I've got to give a little bit of background. Okay, a little bit of background. So we know, I'm sure you know this already in general, and we'll of course learn it in greater detail, Bez Hashem, later in the year. But the halacha is as follows. So we're not allowed to eat meat and milk together. Okay, good. All right, as we discussed, whatever the reason is, whatever the makor is. But why do you have to have separate dishes and separate pots? Why can't I just, I'll clean out the pot. I'll make sure it's clean. Scrub it clean. It won't be any. If there's some pieces of meat left over now, make macaroni and cheese, and a few people have a piece of meat left over, okay, that I understand. Boss will follow. But let's say I used the pot earlier. Now I go ahead and I clean it out. There's no a particle or something left over. It's called be'en. Right? Be'en. It's in existence. Be'ez, ayin, yud, nun, be'en. So if I have any be'en left, okay, good. That's boss will follow. But I want to clean it thoroughly. Now it's complete. So what's the problem, huh?
Still time.
Oh, so who cares? The answer is there's something called tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr. There's a whole simon in the Torah, we have in the second of the Yom, called the simon of tam ke'ikr. The din, that enochanami, ikr means the actual item, there's actual meat, there's actual dairy. But in halacha, we have something called, now, whether tam ke'ikr, whether it's the rice or the rabbanan, we'll have to discuss that some other time. But there is a concept called, and I'm sorry if you all know this already, but I just want to make sure in case someone forgot it or didn't learn it. There's something called tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr means the flavor becomes like the usher item, the flavor of iser becomes, or the flavor of heta, the flavor of meat, becomes like the meat itself. Tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr. Remember when I was... when I was learning in yeshiva, so before you learn different, many different things, but one of the different things was that before you learned your Adayah, so you had to learn Rosh Hashanah and Chulin. We never learned Chulin as a Masechta, when it was not one of the things in the cycle, even this year is an unusual year. But so Rav Aaron Kahn, Shlita, Rav Kahn in those days taught, didn't have a regular Shlita, he taught the Chulin to the guys who were going on to learn your Adayah the following year. Okay, so I got to work some. He was telling us about Tom Kiker, so he said one time, he heard a story that there was a Rav who gave a whole fancy lumdus, a big shiur about Hilchos Pesach with Tam Ke'ikr, with chametz, with this, with that, a whole shiur. And after the shiur, somebody came up and said, a wonderful shiur, beautiful. I only have one question, one thing to understand. He said, how do you have Tam Ke'ikr? Ke'ikr is a loaf of bread, right? How do you have a loaf of bread on Pesach? I kept saying, Tam Ke'ikr, how do you have a flavor of a loaf of bread on Pesach? Okay, other than that, he understood the shiur fine. But be that as it may, it's not Tam Ke'ikr, it's Tam Ke'ikr. We say in the fifth, Tam Ke'ikr. Okay, anyway, so it means what happens when you cook in a pot? We know scientifically, by the way. Okay, you take a pot, metal pot, so when you turn on the fire, so metal, you know, the metal expands a little bit, and flavor gets absorbed. Go home and look at an old pot, especially if you cooked spaghetti and meatballs in it. Right? And you cleaned it, or your wife, or your mother, whoever does the cleaning. Right, because after a while, using a number of times, it's clean. But it's black. You know, the stuff gets absorbed, and that's what happens. Okay, actually, a couple of years ago, there were a couple of rabbanim / professors at Eretz Yisrael who did a whole experiment. It was printed in the journal Tchumen. You know, Tchumen is printed by the Tzomet organization, which is in Alon Shvut, right near Gush Etzion, Yeshiva, right near Shul HaRetzion Tzomet. A lot of stuff with technology and halacha. You know, all the elevator with buttons and phones with Grumman and all the stuff that they work on. So anyway, so somebody there, under their auspices, did some kind of a study and to see what different types of metal is absorbed, how much. So I don't know the science of it at all, but they somehow radioactively tagged the meat somehow and they cooked it in, and then they invested again how much percentage it got that absorbed. Interesting. Aluminum is the same. Is this type of metal? That type of metal, Torah speaks about six types of metals. Okay, anyway, interesting study, and they said it's actually insignificant, but in halacha, we're worried about it. So what are we worried about? So even after, now I cooked meat in this pot and I cleaned the pot thoroughly, but the flavor of the meat has become absorbed into the pot. If I go ahead now and I cook milchigs in that fleishig pot, so the tam, the flavor, there's no meat, there's no ikr, there's no actual meat, but there's tam kikr, the flavor of the meat. Okay, just think to yourself, if you just cooked in a pan, you fried up hamburgers, okay, and the pan, you know, and you serve the hamburgers, and the pan has no residue, no band, nothing left in the hamburgers, and now you put some noodles in, those noodles will have a hamburger flavor, right, because the flavor is still in the pot there. And the question is, how long does that last in life? Okay, so in halacha, we're worried about the tam only as long as the flavor that's imparted is a positive or a tasty flavor. It's called no saint tam l'shvach shevach. It adds objectively. It's a good flavor, right? It's a good flavor that was added to the. That's called tam l'shvach. But if the flavor that was added is a negative, the flavor that's imparted from the pot is what's called no saint tam lifgam. It's pogame. It ruins the taste. Okay, and let's say after a while, you want to use an old pot, that the flavor is going to come out. That flavor is going to be rancid. And after a while, you throw out dirty pots, right? Because you cook up in it. Even water could once make a soup or boil up water in a pot that's an old pot that we use a lot for things. The water will have a sour flavor because whatever inside the pot comes out, this flavor was there from 4 months ago, right? So it can have a lousy flavor. That's called no saint tam lifgam. So in halacha, the cutoff points based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin Beis. The Gemara says, anybody here in the call in the afternoon? In the call in the afternoon, so you learn Avodah Zarah. I'm quite sure Rishachim will cover this at the end of the price of the home sector, right? Oh, I see. So you're allowed to do the last parak. That's the third parak, right? No? The middle of the second. Okay, whatever. Whatever, sure, we'll get to it. But anyway, the Gemara has, towards the end of Avodah Zarah, that after 24 hours, whatever flavor is imparted, lahalacha, that's called no saint tam lifgam. No saint tam lifgam. The flavor that's imparted is pogame. It ruins the taste of the item. And therefore, the problem of tam, ki'ikar, is eliminated. This is why, business will become rabbis. If you become a rabbi of a shul, or not of a shul, one of the questions you might get is, she's in the kitchen, man, I don't sound chauvinistic, whoever's doing the cooking, calls up and says, Rabbi, I've mistaken, I cooked macaroni and cheese in my fleishig pot. Typical, I put some melted cheese in a fleishig pan. So one of the first questions the rabbi will ask is, when did you last use the pot or the pan for fleishigs? That makes a big difference. If it's within 24 hours, that's called ben yomo. Ben yomo, it's of that day. Day meaning a 24-hour unit. If it's more than 24 hours ago, that's eno ben yomo. Now, we have certain zeris, that's not the only question you can ask. But if it's eno ben yomo, the pot hadn't been used for the other category. It was, let's say, you cook milk in a fleishig pot, or vice versa. Fleishig milk, but whatever, hadn't used that pot in 24 hours, more than 24 hours, so now you're on the road to at least having more tzad lahokel, not to have to get rid of the food, and so on and so forth. That's one of the first questions, one that you're going to ask. So that's this issue. Why? Because no saint tam lefgam. What's the difference if no saint tam lefgam? Why does that matter? So the Gemara learns out, this is all background, the Gemara learns out, actually, from a pasuk that we had. Okay, and this again, as it happens by coincidence, in this week's schedule, the third pasuk of Lo Sevash Gadi begins Lo Seichlum Kol Nevela, right? Lo Sochel Kol Nevela. What do you do with it? La Gera Asher Bisharecha Tidnei Abachala Mochal Nachri. You can give it to a Gertosha, or you can sell it to a Goy, right? That's the din of with Nevela. And Nevela again means any animal, any meat from any animal that was killed or died, other than through halachic shechita. Okay, so now you have this nevela meat, and you can sell it to a non-Jew. But the Gemara darshins that it's called, or it's in a category of nevela, only as long as it's ruuya, it's fit to get ruuya leger. Okay, nevela ha ruuya leger. You could sell it; a guy would want it. After a certain point, the guy doesn't want it either. It's awful. It's spoiled, right? So that's not called nevela, so to speak. Right? And that's what we learn, that beyond a certain point, this is not, it loses its name of meat. It's not meat anymore. It's garbage. It's spoiled, right? So the idea is that it's 24 hours. All right? Now, you with me? Right? That's based on the idea of Ruhi Lager. Ruhi Lager, Kuru Kari nevela, and it will get in a Kuru nevela. Yeah.
To clarify, after Ben Yomo,
it's no Saint Tom Lifgam, and no Saint Tom Lifgam is not a problem because it's not a positive flavor because it's not real again. It's not the food that someone wants to eat. It ruins. Poke means it ruins the flavor of the item of the macaroni and cheese or whatever you're cooking now. It ruins it. Okay, it makes it taste lousy. Okay? Again, I'm saying very simply, this is the basic overview of that din. You with me? That's the basic overview of that din. Now, comes along a Benes and Abishitz in the place and says as follows. By Basu B'chalov, he said, all right, based on that Rambam, he says, Basu B'chalov, he says, it's even no St. Tam Lefgam is going to be Osir. That's his Chiddush. He says, let's read again inside. Hadavar Mavur B'Rama, Basu B'chalov, Afilu Nosu Togdeh, Shal Basu B'chalov, Davar Pogem B'Osir, Mikol Makom Osir, the Chayvel Eshalok Kederachan Osan. He wants to say that by Basu B'chalov, okay, by Basu B'chalov, if it's even based on Rambam, right? Rambam wrote here, Dover Mar Tokadesh or Basu B'chalov, you're Chayev. Okay, so he says even some Pogam B'Osir, it's Osir. Why? Because by Basu B'chalov, even it's Shalok Kederach Achila, even you would never eat this. Ordinarily, you would never eat it, but if it's Basu B'chalov and you eat it, you're still going to be Chayev. That's his point. So therefore, if you have rotten Basu B'chalov, a rotten cheeseburger that's no longer food, and you go ahead and eat it, by regular b'chalov it wouldn't be, because it's not kederach achila. But according to the Rambam, you don't need, not the Rambam, the Gemara Pesachim, you don't need kederach achila by Basu B'chalov. Therefore, it should be what? It should be it should still be also by Basu B'chalov. So he says, if I have a Basu B'chalov pot, a pot in which Basu B'chalov was cooked, that pot is going to be usher forever. Even after 24 hours. Because what's the difference if it's no St. Tam Lefgam? So what? By Basu B'chalov, we're not concerned about that. By Basu B'chalov, that doesn't change anything. That's the Chiddush of Yom Tzadikim. He says, in other words, the place he's saying that if Shalom Kederach Hanah doesn't apply to Basu B'chalov, so therefore no St. Tam Lefgam should also not apply. The same, he assumes that it's the same logic. It's not the normal manner of eating this. So now it comes out of big chumrah. If you have a pot in which Basu B'chalov was cooked, okay, even you'll never that pot is now, even after 24 hours, it's never going to be good. Okay, it'll never be good. Now he admits the hani mili b'shikvar neser Basu B'chalov. That's only if the pot already became also with Basu B'chalov. He acknowledges that to create Basu B'chalov, then it has to be the flavor of the Basu and the flavor of the Cholov have to be positive flavors. In other words, right? They have to impact each other positively. In other words, if old Basu falls, rancid Basu or rancid Cholov, spoiled milk, falls in, then it won't create Basu B'chalov. Okay? The Basu B'chalov can only be created. To create Basu B'chalov, you need that both are l'shvach, both are positive flavors. Okay? But once you have Basu B'chalov, once Basu B'chalov exists already in this pot, so now it's going to be also forever. So if I have a pot, let's just give an example. If I have a pot that is eno ben yomo fleishes, okay, and now some milk spills in, will that create Basu B'chalov d'oraisa? No, because again, since it's eno ben yomo, the flavor of the meat is a pogo, tam pogo. So it won't create that to be understood, which it admits. Again, I have an eno ben yomo pot of fleishes. It was last used for fleishes, but it was used last Friday. We cooked it for Shabbos. And tonight, by mistake, I put some milk in it, put macaroni and cheese in it, right? So that's not going to create Basu B'chalov, because the tam of the Basu that comes out of the pot is a tam pogam. Right? So therefore, to create Basu B'chalov, as he says, has to be shenosnim zeh b'zeh, tam l'shrach. They both have to be tam l'shrach. Okay, good. But, so therefore, it's not d'oraisa. I'm not saying use a d'oraisa. Won't be a problem with Basu B'chalov. Okay? Because the tam Basu is pogam. But, and by the way, it's pogam, so it's not derech bishul, right? That's not the normal manner of consuming. Yeah.
I understand the svara because gam versus shnach doesn't impact wheels. It only impacts, I guess, how we eat.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Good point. Hold the thought. Okay? But the point is, hold the thought. I'm not dismissing this. We'll get to it. when we first set up the Chavizdas. He said, that's what he's saying. He's saying what he's saying, right? The Muras and Kasha. It's a good Kasha, but okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that to create Basar B'Cholov, for that you need the Basar and the Cholov have to be Tam L'Shvach. So therefore, if I have an Eino Ben Yomo Fleishin Pat, meaning beyond more than 24 hours, so whatever Fleishin flavor will come out will be Pogame, and I can't create Basar B'Cholov. Good. Because that's not Derech Bishul, that's not the normal Derech. Don't put in lousy flavored stuff. But if I have Ben Yomo Fleishin Pat, I cooked in it 5 hours ago, okay? And now I put milk in, okay? So now it's Basar B'Cholov, because the tam that comes out, tam kikar, is a positive flavor. It's only been a few hours. And that pot now is going to be Osa Feb. So says the Vyanasan Abishas. Most disagree, and it's a big chumrah. I mean, a lot of pots are out the door, okay? So if this mistakes happen. So there are a number of different reactions to this from Achron. 45, the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das was written by Yaakov Lorberbaum, was also better known for his commentary on the Choshen Mishpat section, known as the Nesivis. Nesivis HaMishpat. Okay, so the Nesivis, the Ketos of the Nesivis, right? So the author of the Nesivis wrote many Sorim, Derech HaChaim, many things. One of them is called Chavis Das and Yoridea. That's also, he has Biurim and Chidushim. Okay, so in the Biurim section, not in our Simon, but later on in Simon Kuf Gimel, which is the Simon of Nosen Tam Lefgam, that's the Simon Kuf Gimel, Nosen Tam Kam. So there, the Chavis Das and the Biurim in Simon Kuf Gimel, Sukkot and Aleph, right? Okay, Benevela, okay, it has to be Pug, it's called Tam Pugum if it's Einaru Yalagir, right? That's what he says, okay, and so on. So if you look down, maybe six lines, I don't want to read the whole thing now, have time to go through it. He says, V'hinei v'divar shohar v'poske muchach, v'b'chol yisurim, afilo v'bos v'chol v'kila kerem, mutar nosen tam v'gam. He says against the Ibn Sages, he says, no. The limitation of nosen tam v'gam, meaning that after 24 hours, that's not called flavor, that applies to bos v'chol too. Not like Ibn Sages said, who said, like we said before, it's an eino ben yomo pat, Basar B'Cholov, rather, again, Rinesh says when it comes to Basar B'Cholov, even after 24 hours, the pot's going to remain ulcer. Right? It's never going to become Tam Pogum. There's no such thing, in effect, there's no some Tam of Gam by Basar B'Cholov once it exists. To create it, it can't. It has to be L'Shah. But once it exists, it's never going to become a Tam Pogum. The Chavis Das says not like that. Chavis Das says no. We don't find anyone who made a chilek like that, anyone except the Rinesh. We don't know the person didn't make that chilek. Kol davar shetam poi b'chol isurim afilu b'basa b'chala b'kila kerem mutter no sentam of gam b'delo chilku v'kasu b'stam kol davar shetam pogam eno oser. Now, by crazy placey yotza lidon b'davar achadosh, and he says, no, by basa b'chala oser no sentam of gam, just like kevan shalokin basa chala v'shalokin derech hanosam. Just like Shalok Kedar Hanosan doesn't matter, right? Even in an abnormal fashion, so too Tam Pogum. And he quotes that Gemara Pesachim and so on. And so the Nesivis quotes this place. He says, nobody else says it. And he disagrees with Ibn Sina. He says, it's not true. Okay, and first brings a raya from Kilai Kerem, says it before. His basic yisod is as follows. Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz made a jump, right? He made a jump. He said, well, there's no malchus by lo keder hanosan, right? I mean, if you do it the abnormal fashion, it's okay. Okay, there's no malchus. So therefore, so too, nosen tam, but by bas v'cholov, it's still a problem. By bas v'cholov, shelo kederach is still a problem. So therefore, he says tam pogum is also a problem by bas v'cholov. So says the Chavis Das. Who says the two things are the same? He says it's apples and oranges. Says two different dinim. He says, well, they're two different dinim. They're related. You're right. It's not the normal thing, but he's mechalik. It's almost a brisker type of chilik. He says as follows. He says, Vada, Nevela she'en aruil ager, and shelo kederach hanosan trei in yomehem. Those are two different dinim. Okay, the ein aruil ager, which is the idea of that of pogame, it's not an iser, right? Ruil Ager, Kriya Nevela, Ein Ruil Ager, Ein Kriya Nevela. Because it's a rotten, it tastes horrible. Okay, so therefore it's not called even that, it loses its shem of an Isser. And Rabbi Yonasan Eberschitz posited that's not true by Bos V'Chol. He said, just like Shalom Keder Hano is not true by Bos V'Chol. Says the Chavis Das that there's a two different dinim, Trey Yonahim. And they learn that from different psukim. Okay? And his basic point is, when it comes Shalom Keder Hano, I eat something Shalom Keder Hano, okay? That is something which is in the Maisa Chila. Okay? It's in the Maisa Chila. I eat this in an abnormal fashion. It burns my throat. It's nothing about the food itself. Right? It's not a din in the ochel itself, the cheftza of the food itself. I mean, I hate that he didn't say cheftza and gavur, but that's what he's saying, right? He's saying it's by shaloka derech hanoah, that's a din in the maisa achila, in the gavra's maisa achila. Okay? The gavra's maisa achila. So we have a chiddush by Bos V'Cholov, even an unusual maisa achila. Okay, it tastes loud, it hurts me, it kills my throat, or whatever, that's still usher by Bos V'Chol. That's still usher by Bos V'Chol. That's what the Chavis Das says. That's over there. But by the din of Notam of Gam, that's when the item itself has changed. It rotted, became rancid, okay? And it loses its shame isser. It's not that I'm eating it. The emphasis is not that I'm eating in an unusual way. It's true, you are eating in an unusual way. But it's unusual because of something to do, if you will, with the food, with the chefza of the food. It's spoiled now. It's rotten. So yes, it's an unusual thing to eat it. So the Yonasan Eberschitz made the jump. You're eating in an unusual way. Okay, Shalom Keder Hanoah is also Rabbi Sukhalov. So, Nosan Tavakam also eating something in an unusual way. That's also, it's like Nosan Tavakam. Ordinarily, you wouldn't eat it like that, right? It's rancid. It's still a problem by Rabbi Sukhalov. Says the Chavis Das, no. The two different dinim. By ain't Lo Keder Hanoah. So, that's a din in the way I'm eating in an abnormal way. I'm gulping it down, okay, with burning my throat. It's not a din in the chefza. The chefza is the chefza, but I'm burning it down my throat. That's by Bos V'Cholov still usher, and not, but when there's been a change in the chefza, the idea of a change in the chefza is lost its shame isser. This is not meat anymore. It's, I don't know what it is, okay? It's something else. Decomposing flesh. I don't know, come up with another name. It's not usher anymore. That's not the same din. That's what Nosan Talmud Gam, it's a pogrom flavor. It's not a pogrom flavor because it impacts me. It's inherently a pogrom flavor. I'll give you an example. We used to joke around. Okay, so you ever see brisk iced tea? Right? I always say they should serve yeshiva. They serve brisk iced tea. I'm a brisk yeshiva, right? So brisk, what's brisk? It says lemon flavored. Okay, lemon flavored brisk iced tea. So we have the brisk chatir here and brisk iced tea. What's a pshat? Is it pshat that it's mamish, the tea now has a lemon flavor? Well, no, there's two things, tea and lemon. To the gavra, it tastes like it's two things. Right? Is it din the chefza, din the gavra? That's brisk iced tea. Right? It's a new entity called lemon tea, lemon flavored iced tea, a brand new entity, a brand new chefza. Well, no, there's two different things. To the gavra, it tastes like one. Right? I'm sure you can have fun with it, don't pour it. That's right, that's brisk iced tea. Right? But the truth of the matter is, in a certain sense, if I add sugar to the tea, or add lemon to my tea, it didn't change the tea. The tea is still, it's still iced tea. It happens to have lemon in it. It tastes better to me. The gavra, right? You hear what I'm saying, right? It's a nice chakir, right? But you hear what the Chavis Das is saying. He's saying it's not the same thing. As opposed to meat that rotted, when it became rancid, okay? That's a din in the chefts itself. That's no different by Bas B'chol. It's not a cheeseburger becomes rancid. It's Tom Pogo. It's not a cheeseburger anymore. And therefore, there's no Isser. That's got nothing to do with even by Bas B'chol. Nothing to do with the Derech Hanoah that applies, yes, by Bas B'chol. Yeah.
So if a person cooked spoiled milk in a hamburger, would that be
according to Chavis Das? I think that would not. I think even the okay, because to create Bos V'Chol, you need both to taste it. Even he acknowledged that. Okay, we hear the Chavis Das. There's such a, yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam give crop and food as an
example? Yeah, very good. That's the weakness in the Chavis Das position. Because the Rambam's list, if Rambam would have stopped after the first three, I'd have been happy. You look back, very good. You look back in 43, the Rambam, where he gives the ketzads, he gives examples. So he says, that's one, okay, and so on. That's all good. But then he says also, that's so Nesivus is at the end. He's aware of that Rambam, and he doesn't, you know, he wasn't. He says we have to read that when the Rambam says by Basu Chol, he has to say the Achol Chayev that's going on the other things, not on this somehow. You know, he has to kvetch out of that. It's a good question. And Nesivus is aware of it. I mean, he knew the Rambam. Okay, he deals with it. He says, let me find it. I may not have printed the whole thing, but he, I'm sorry. Fine, but it's a good kasha. Okay, and I just want to mention something else, because there is another famous Shagas Aryeh. But you're right. I mean, you're right. And he says you have to reread the Rambam a little bit. You know, because he just says that by Basu Cholov, in those cases Chayev, and he'd have to say it's going on the others. It's difficult. I agree. It doesn't fit in the Rambam's words at all. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam also say that the Basu Cholov offer is also
Basu? We'll come to that too. An offer, but also I know.
So
we'll get that. Okay, that's another piece in the crazy place. We understand that Nesivus leaving out the Rambam, the Kasha of the Rambam. Okay, so you said it. The Rambam is right. Okay, now, the Rambam says even when it's rotten, there's Isser and Kol HaTorah Kula, and not Rabbi Shulchan. Rabbi Shulchan will be Mutter. Now, the truth is, he doesn't. You could read it because it doesn't fair say. He doesn't be fairish say chutz and basu cholov. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't be fairish. The Rambam there in Parak Yudalok Yalalok doesn't. He doesn't say be fairish.
He's saying that as a
header
on the other.
Yeah. May not go on basu cholov. Right. That's the way he reads it. In other words, it's mashman that it's not true by basu cholov, which is a kasha against the nesivus yisod. Right. But it could be that you know that you have to say that last example is also a basu cholov. You know, I'm not there's also a Sahaba, the Chayav is not excluding. It's the same din, Baba Suchal and others. You could read it that way, because again, he doesn't say that that's true of Baba Suchal as opposed to the others. He doesn't quite say that. So it could be on everything. You'll reread it. That's what the Nesivus says. Okay, but that's his Yisod. So he disagrees with the Nesivus. By the way, just want to show the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Ayin Hay. Talks about, I alluded to it yesterday, what's another example of where there's an Isra Achila that doesn't say the word Achila? Kila Karen, that was Yom Kippur, right? So he discusses what happens in Yom Kippur if I eat something Shalom Kederach Achila in Yom Kippur, okay? If I eat some Shalom Kederach Achila in Yom Kippur, alright? He wants to say that in Yom Kippur, we're more Machmer. Okay, we're more Machmer. He says, and the EF, the Shane, we're in short, Bahavil Afram, Abba B'Shalo Kedarach Achiloson Shom, Shame Ochlov, he makes a chilek. Let's say I eat rotten food on Yom Kippur. Okay? So that's not called food anymore. Let's say on Yom Kippur, really afternoon, I eat a piece of paper. So is that a violation of Yom Kippur? I eat dirt. Is that a violation of Yom Kippur? The answer is no, it's not food. Right? But, but what about Shalo Kedarach Achiloson? I want to eat something which is not the norm, not normal fashion. So that would be, because Yom Kippur, it's still called Ochel, right? Therefore, it would be in violation of Yom Kippur. Avicha Chomer Tvei, Dabar Mikippurim, Shaloka Derechalich Aser, Chalav Kares. Okay, because it never says. And he says, V'hochanami bas v'chalav v'kila kerem. Lokin av afilu Shaloka Derechan Asan. Yeah, it's Aser Loka Derechan Asan. Okay, but when it's Nosan Tamav Gam, bas v'chalav nami shori. Why? Mishum Deinu Rula Ger. Okay, the Ochel Kili Tvei, Mishalok Kedarach Hanasas. Two different dinim. There's a chilek between the ma'isa chil and the chavtzer. Okay, and as long as the chavtzer shall ochel, so then the chomer by basuchol, like there's a chomer by Yom Kippur. Okay, by the way, there's a, you know, people have now these breath strips or mint strips or something you put in your tongue and it melts, right? So is that mutar Yom Kippur? I think Rashi said it is. Okay, because even Yom Kippur, even mutar. Because what is it? This is not achila. There's no achila. You know, I'm talking about those plastic things that can melt in your mouth.
Assuming you don't swallow.
What's that?
Assuming
you don't swallow. You swallow. It's not food. It's not anything. I'm not thinking. No, Shaka was making. Other disagree. I was once somewhere with Shaka and Rasha Weiss. They were together and happened to be at the table, and they disagreed on this. But if I remember correctly, Shaka said, "I told him it doesn't seem why it should be also." Presumably, this is why.
It's a no bracha, no.
Right, I think that's what we hold. It's not anything. It's not food. It's like getting a piece of paper. It's a plastic strip. It has a flavor to it. It has a flavor to it. So what? It doesn't make it food. Right? You heard also Rav Shechter that he said it's mutter. Yeah. So this is presumably why. Right? So Shagazaria has the same chilik with regards to Yom Kippur, and he tells too, he compares it to Basra B'chala. By Basra B'chala, there's a difference. And by Yom Kippur, there's a difference in a Maisa Achila. And here's a chavtzer shalochel. If it's not a chavtzer shalochel, then it's mutter Yom Kippur, and then it's not possible. Then it'll be mutter by basar chalav too. Yeah.
Would that be a problem
in terms of minun? No, but Chazal defined it. That's not a definition of minun. You know, when it got like 500, will you feel full? I don't know. Do you feel full? I don't know. I can take so much of it. I mean, this issue of mouthwashing Yom Kippur and then toothpaste and other things, it's the same issue. It's a similar issue. Okay, or medicine, cap medicine, gel caps, and so on. All right. Anyway, so there you see that the pshat in the seals. The Primogatim also had this chiluk. The Primogatim is psicha dilchus bas b'cholov. Okay, he writes in the Rapush in 47. He says the da the after kos of a Rambam paragudach of Yudal Fibes the bas b'cholov irv lana barosh chayev hainu shemetchila bishul nos in tam. Right, like the Yonas Nevishit said, everyone agrees that the has to be created that way. Okay, but he says, Bosser Shizvei quotes his Rambam. He says, let me find the line I'm looking for. He says, "Avala Acher Shenasu Bosser B'Chalav Asur Nafilu Nifkum Ochal Adam Umiyo." Im nafla tafshel acher enos and cholnos and tam of gan rachmona sharye even by bas b'cholov. So he also agrees that they're not like the Yonas and Abishis. Reb Chaim, even though the Sivus chilik was a brisker type of chilik between the gavra eating and the shem ochel and the chavtzah, that's not what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says Yeshua more like you were saying. Okay, Reb Chaim in the chidushim on the Rambam perak tes vav alacha aleph. Okay. Explains that the issue of initially in the first paragraph there, he fundamentally can agree with the Rinas and Abishas, the Hainu, that Eino Derech Hanoa is like Tam Gan. It's not too different. He the Sivas Tainid that what's the name the place he mixed up two different dinim. They're not related, not the same dinim. Chaim is willing to say they are. Okay, he quotes the Rambam, and the fourth line he says, "Hare the Kosa Rambam, the Hach the Shalok," and exactly because you see the way he reads the Rambam the normal way, the Rambam is not putting them all together, right? Exactly the Kasha you asked against the Nesivas is why the Reb Chaim seems to be saying that that's not pshat, because the Rambam Perek Yudalad, the examples that he gives, right? He says, "Behach the Shalok there Chosim Gam Enu Lager Mispar Medivar Rambam the Bosu B'Cholav B'Kilakem the Chayev Shalok there Chosim Chayev B'Gam Enu Lager," right? And that's a simple reading of the Rambam without having to say about the fourth ones and without the diuk. You're right, your point. So that's what Chaim says. Okay, but after God, the trade dinim, even though they're fundamental to the dinim, the din ain't a real gear, have a hetter, be etzem a chevtze, and you learn over here, and the other one is, you learned out from ain't a real gear and so on. Nonetheless, they're related enough. All right, so, he writes a few lines for the bottom of that first paragraph. Ubosu b'cholav kilakarem the chayev b'shelo kederach achilos and memela lo shayach kabayu kol adin the ain't really gear either. So he agrees with the equation, but doesn't quote the placey. But he agrees with the equation of the placey, That's the key line. Ubasa b'cholov dechayev b'shelo kedarach achiloson, memela also lo shaka b'ayo kol adin deinu rilager. Okay? So then the question is, why would the Rambam say, again, the simple reading of the Rambam, is that it's mutar by Bosu v'cholov if it's a tam pogrom? Why would he say that it's mutar by Bosu v'cholov? He doesn't say it straight up, but why would he say that? You follow? So he says, v'anir along with Das Rambam, the sphere lay the afagav the ikar isu Bosu v'cholov kelekem lo tol b'ril ager, mikol mokom v'atam ki ikar shalahen b'in shiro ager. Oh, wait a minute. When it comes to actual food, so then maybe Rav Eibishitz is correct. You have an actual food which became actual cheeseburger which became rotted, it would still be also by Bosu v'cholov. Okay, but you can't make the jump that Rav Eibishitz does now to the pot, because what's the problem with the pot? Not the actual food, but the tom, the bliya. Oh, there. The Rambam is not willing to say it, the Rambam, because there the issue is the tam, the bliya, and that has its rules, and there it has to be tam l'shvach. Okay, it's not that tam l'shgam doesn't exist within the realm of basur chol. That far we don't go. I'm just willing to say regarding the actual food. You hear, Rechaim? I'm just willing to say regarding the actual food. Even the same is right. The same dinim. So even a basur shesriach. Okay, where you'd be chayev of basu cholov. Okay, with the simple reading of the Rambam. Okay, ochel ochel osu achar shesviach and so on. Right, it'll be chayev of basu cholov. Even though the chefza, even though it's on a chefza, and not on the ma'aseh chila. Yeah, but that's on the food itself. But by tam, it's not true. But tam kikar then has to follow the regular rules of tam l'shvach. They only introduced the whole concept of tam kikar when the tam is a tam shel shvach. If the tam is a tam shel pagam, then there is no din of tam kikar, even by basur cholov. You see how Chaim approaches it. Even by basur cholov, tam pogum is a heter. Because but I thought we don't care about any really gear, and therefore we don't care about tam pogum. Yeah, that's regards to the food itself, but not regards to the tam. That's what you were driving, right? So that's a fine. You with me? You'll go over this, but you got it? So that's a kind of, in effect, also disagrees with the chumrah of Yonis Eibishitz, that the pot, once it has the flavor of Basu Chalav in it, is not going to be a tam pogum forever. I mean, it's going to be a tam pogum, it doesn't matter about Basu Chalav, it's also forever. Now Rechaim won't go there for it. Rechaim won't go there for it, because Rechaim is going to say, no. Rechaim is going to say, you can't apply the din of tam kikar. Why not? Because tam pogum, I thought tam pogum doesn't apply to Basu Chalav. It may not apply to food of Bas Mechalov, but it applies to Tom of Bas Mechalov, because the whole Zera of Tom Kiker was under a circumstance X, Y, and Z. And it doesn't work over here. Okay? You with me? Good. Just to finish up, I want to say, so there are a few different, but that's a famous Avinash and Abishad Center. They say it's like, yeah, so just on this, it's a little bit lumpish, but I wanted to do something in that realm. Okay? One or two other quick things, we'll finish up quickly. Okay? Another place. There's some who ask again. Well, by the way, I'm sorry. Chaim brought a raya, another raya from another Rambam, which really I don't know how the Rebbeinu Sefer would get out of it, honestly. But the Rambam writes in Perek Tezvav al Chalamid, "Vimhaya basu b'cholov." Look at 49. Oh yai nesek ayin arla kilekam oshenoflu dvash. Oh b'sar shkotzim ramoshim shnisbash lema yerek. He looks at Tom. He says Tom osad akum esom chalpir. That's a din that you know. How do you tell if something tastes? That it absorb the flavor of treif. A mixture of treif and kosher. Or a mixture of basu v'cholov. How do you know if it absorbs the flavor? Huh? Trela. Kuf pei yud lamed aleph. You find a goy who knows what he's doing, okay, who's competent and who doesn't care one or the other in this matter. And he asked him, hey, buddy, what does it taste like? He tells you, oh, it has a milk, interesting, it's meat, but it seems to have a milk flavor. Well, then you know it's got, right? So that's called timas kefela. Well, again, we'll learn about that at length in the beginning of Torahovis. But so the Ram writes, some company you rely on. Imamar ain't batam or shomay yesh batam mitam. He said it has the flavor of milk, but spoil, right? So then you know it has a spoiled flavor. Harei pekama hakol mutter, okay, hakol mutter, and therefore even by who shall sofa lashpiach. The point is that even by Bas V'Cholav, Ram starts out, Imhai Bas V'Cholav. So Ram seems to be saying the Feresh, when it comes to the Tam, Hakol Mutar. Okay? We do say no, in other words, we do say no, some Tam of Gam is a reason to be Mako by Bas V'Cholav too. You see what I'm raising that, Ramam? Again, the Ramam starts off, Tomei Bas V'Cholav, right? He mentioned other things too, but for our purposes, Tomei Bas V'Cholav. And he says, by Bas V'Cholav, if it's a Tamra, Hare Pagama by Kol Mutar, comes Mutar. Even by Bas V'Cholav! That's mamish against the Nesedeh Yibshit Tisod. All right, the Nesedeh could say, we don't pass like that Ramam, okay? But I'm saying, according to the Ramam, Rechaim brings his Ramam as a Raya, when it comes to the Tam, even by Bas V'Cholav, it has to be Tam Ashra. You follow? That is right. Yeah. All right, so some raise a question against the Yonah somewhere else. In the case of the very end of the Zohar, Sama Chesem of Beis. I don't know, you know, how many people would be happy about this, but 50. Hahu Achbaro, a mouse, to Nofel Chavita the Shikhar, fell into a vat of beer. Okay, mouse was climbing around and he fell into the bottle of beer, the barrel of beer. Okay? So Asre Rav Lo Shiva, Rav Asre the beer. Many people would want to drink it anyways. But okay, you know, whatever. Omar Rav, at the end of the sugya, I skipped part of the sugya, Omar Rav, Hilchus Anosnavka Mutter. Really, Anosnavka Mutter. Okay? And the Achbar of Shikha, why Rav Asre it, we don't know why. Because certainly the mouse does not impart a pleasant flavor to the beer. I never saw anybody order, I'll take some beer with a little bit of mouse flavor, please. Okay, it doesn't add much flavor. You know, you look at a bottle of wine nowadays, I don't assume this either, frankly. I'm not a wine drinker. I don't care for wine. I just drink wine for, you know, Kiddush, Abdullah, and Abrakosis, and Purim. Other than that, I don't drink wine. But I don't like it. But you get these fine wines, it's in the back. This wine came from the so-and-so district of France, and this was as a 1994, was a good year, and it has a touch of strawberry and a touch of this. Ever seen a bottle of wine? I have to tell you a whole drusha. On the back, get flavors of bark. I don't know. Wine. You want that in wine? Wine? I thought you want wine, not all these other flavors mixed in. But okay. Anyway, but I don't think too many people want mouse flavored beer. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rav says it's usher. So really, Tom of Gam is mutter. But Akhor Shikra, he says, Lo Yadana my time of Rav. Imishum deksaber nosin Tom of Gam usher. He might disagree, and he says in general, not pasuk chala, but nosin usher. And Veles Hilchasakav, he's going to pass away. Oh, Mishul the Kasavar, no sent Tam of Gam Mutter, he agrees, no sent Tam of Mutter, but Achbar Vashikhar is Bushim and Mashabi. But it's a pleasant flavor. Okay, I don't know, you ever see these bottles of whiskey that have a worm inside? You know what I'm talking? You never saw that? Next time in a liquor store, which is the whiskey where they have like a, some kind of a worm that's inside?
A real worm,
yeah.
Dead?
I don't even know. It could be. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I don't know. I've seen it. Next time they look at it, let me tell you. No, I'm not crazy. Okay, I guess some people like it. Okay, so maybe they felt that the mouse adds flavor to the beer. Okay, anyway. So this is the story of a Hu Achbar. So some ass against the innocent Abishans like this. Okay, the whole din, the Gemara, that whole din, the part of the Gemara that I skipped, is that the Sheretz is, the Shvatzim is a chiddush, because you wouldn't have to ask the shvatzim, all these shvatzim. Now the shvatzim is, shvatzim, shvatzim, right? Remember that perk in Shabbos? There's a mouse and a ferret and weasels, I think, different types of these creatures. Look in the Ayah Kaplan's Chumash, he has pictures of different creatures. So these are things people wouldn't eat anyways. Okay, but the chiddush, the Torah says that so the Rashbor writes in the Torah some bias. Okay, so you look at the Rashi previously. Rashi says, by sheretz, it's a hainat tamad osur b'pkam. Okay, by the sheretz is osur. If the sheretz is osur, even if it's nosin tam of gam, at one point in the Gemara, because it's a chiddush, has its own set of rules. Okay, because the Torah shouldn't have had to ask it in the first place. Rashi writes the homimas, the lavas are also bedil in shemineh. The lama lay the azarach malash. I'm not feeling those in town of kam aser. Okay, my sheretz, you have a chumrah, the nos and tam gam is osir. That's in the Gemara. You should try and print out the whole Gemara. If you look up that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's not necessary to spend time on this. It's just a side point. But he says, when it comes to shrotzim, so the chiddush is, even nos and tam gam is osir, you know, usually it's nos and tam gam is mutar. Okay? And the Rashbo qualifies, he says, halacha l'maisa, lo omru ela b'chala b'shichra, only by vinegar, by beer, but by wine and oil, it is a program and so on. He says, v'hilchach, listen to this, kol ha-shrotzim ha-ma'usim, shenez Rashbo, shenefesh ha-adam kotza b'hen, u'b'deilenem, ein osin taravosim, pleitosim, okay, we don't ask for any mixture, afilo nimcha gufan b'tocha heter, okay, even if these things got melted in, forgive me, it's a little disgusting sounding, but melted into the food, it's still mutter. The chol nosin tam of gam mutter. Bein revela, bein betmer kiyotvim, bein beshrotzim. She'osar kazos afopi, she'in atzmon pegumim mu'usim. Even though they themselves may be pogum mu'os, but once they're melted down or whatever, they're in this nosin tam of gam, and it's mutter, and the mixture is okay. So you can ask on the placey, so why did he asar by basu cholom? That's exactly what the Shoel and the Avnei Nezer, the Tshuva that printed Avnei Nezer, asked against the placing. Is Avnei Nezer Tshuva Schelik Yerodes and Pei Beis 53. Those Beis, he says, Masha Hiksha, whoever the Shoel was, asked on a Kreisu placing. The Kol Shabbalah Devoshchal Oser Acharkach Avshenos and Tamav Gam. What do you mean? Shrotzim is Mutter afterwards, like we saw. Okay, so why is Devoshchal of Mutter later on also? You know, it's even. So he says, the shrotzim echal kol yisurim hein dechzibu achila. Kol shen yisurim achila is ger lav achila b'chol mokome. Okay, but not so by Bas v'cholim. So he makes a chilek. But so it's a stam interesting, that answers the question. You follow the question, I'll say it again. Quick, I'm not making it clear. By shrotzim it says, what our Shpo learns, right, even though the shrotzim themselves are ma'usin, if they become mixed in with other ingredients, okay, it's mutter because it's no sin tam of gam. So Tanos Tam Kam is mutter, even by Shrotzim. So the Shoel and Avnei Nezer wants to say it should be the same thing even by Bas V'Cholov. Not like Ibn Hazm Ibn Shah said there's no same Tam of Kam by Bas V'Cholov. Remember that's the Ibn Hazm Ibn Shah signed it. By Bas V'Cholov, once it's the pot is Bas V'Cholov, there's no same Tam of Kam. Okay, so the Sivis disagreed, it's not true. And Chaim says it's not true of Tam, whatever, but according to Ibn Hazm Ibn Shah, right? It's no same Tam of Kam. And nonetheless, it's a problem for Bas V'Cholov. So he says, why wouldn't it be the same thing by Shrotzim? Okay, so you see, he says a difference. But at the end, in Ozvog, he says, "Be'ikra din shall crazy place." He says, I disagree with the whole crazy place anyways. Okay, even though I rejected your kasha, he's talking to the Shoel, Avnezer. I rejected your kasha. I said, Shrotzim is not the same as Bas V'Cholov. And therefore, by Bas V'Cholov, maybe Yonah Samshitz is right, that there is no same Tam of Kam by Bas V'Cholov, Nosin Tam of Gam is not a limitation. It doesn't help you be Mekel. Okay, it doesn't apply to Bas V'Cholov. In other words, he answered the Kasha from the Achbara case. It's different. But, he said, in principle, I happen to disagree with the place anyways. Okay? And he says, well, who mentioned about Ephraim? Brent, U.S.? U.S. Oh, U.S. Right, so he mentioned about Ephraim. Okay? He says, and that's really what I'm speaking about next. I guess, well, let's speak out quickly. The Avnei Nezer here ends up disagreeing, okay, because by Nosan Tam of Gam, at least by Afer, it's only also Bahano. Okay, it's only also Bahano. And therefore that never disappeared. But by Nosan Tam of Gam, there's no Hana at all. That's why it's different. Okay, she says not the same thing. Also, Tam of Gam is not at all. That's why it's mutter as opposed to Eifer. Well, I'll come back to the Eifer then. That's what the play. Remember, the Rambam said we had this Rambam earlier. Okay, based on Gemara. Where is that Rambam? I'm just trying to finish this up. Rambam wrote. He's supposed to burn it. Remember, where is that Rambam? He's supposed to burn it, and Eifer is also supposed to bury it, and the Eifer is also. Let's see it now. Oh, here it is. Perek Tes, Halach Aleph, 24. The Kovrin also, the Afro Osir, Kaefer Kala Nikbarin. Right? The Afer, Asher also, like all other Nikbarin. Okay? So the place he says, in a different piece, and also in Simpe Zion, it's Krotten Dalit. Okay? Even if you want to argue, and that's what I'm basically getting, even if you want to argue that nosing tam of gam is applicable to bas v'chalav, meaning that there's no isra achila, the kula of the tam will apply. But 1 second, there should still be nisra hana. There still be nisra hana. Even if the place that, even if, this is earlier, but even if you argue with what I'm going to say later, and you want to argue that no, no sin tam of gam, afilu, even if you want to say that no sin tam of gam is a factor by bas v'chalav too, and there's room to be makel by bas v'chalav too, if no sin tam of gam, even not only when you create it, but even afterwards. But there should still be nisa hana. Why should still be nisa hana? Because we know worse than afer. The Rambam said, you're not allowed to get hana from the afer, right? Around 24. Right? We know worse than afer. And we said, the afra osir. It should be worse than afer. Why is it worse than afer? Why is it any worse than, why is afer any worse? So there should at least be nisa hana. Okay, it says afra and osir, so kosher can no sin tam of gam. If it's a chefetz of bas v'chalav, where it's no sin tam of gam, shouldn't be more lenient than afer. If afer is osir, that's his argument. Okay, that's the place's argument. So the Prima Godin, in 55, the last source, Prima Godin in Simen Sadi Dalit, not our Simen, but later on, Simen Sadi Dalit, it's a cotton Dalit, basically raises the point. Okay, and apparently, he also disagrees. He says there's no sin gam is a factor by bas v'chalav, but he says at the very end, on the back page, he says eino chanami. Maybe there is, but by bas v'chalav pogum. Maybe there's nisa hana, okay, but it won't be us to eat it. Okay, because at the end of the day, you're not nene from that achila, because it's lousy tasting. So there might be an Issa Hano, but eating won't, there might be an Issa to sell it, but if we know Issa Achila, okay, it'll be like Nifsa Mechila. Nifsa Mechila, it's not food anymore. Okay? So that's how the Prima Godin answers that point. Anyway, if you didn't get all this, I mean, you can read it over. It's not, it's not so much Alamais, it just gives you a flavor, no pun intended, of the idea of, first I want to cover this point. About the importance of Tam and Gam. This is a famous chumra of the place, which you saw the other Akronim don't hold from it, but it gives us an understanding of the difference. I wanted to get really to what the Akronim said is the Geder. That's why I call this Anah, the Geder Hano, and it's Geder and Osin Tam of Gam. They're not necessarily the same thing, or they could be. You have to see what the Akronim said. Okay, all right. Bez Hashem, tomorrow. So I told.